welcome to the show.
That's different.
Welcome to TYS, Take Yourself Seriously, with your great host. I am Jess.
And I am Jeff.
How's it going? It's been a minute.
It's been a little while. I don't know why it's been so long. Funny thing happened. So I was working on the podcast, like sort of the behind the scenes stuff, yesterday, the day before yesterday, and I saw our old podcast.
Oh.
By the same name on Stitcher. I didn't click it to see if it was available or anything like that, but I mean, we still have the episodes in our collection, but it's still up there somewhere in the internet. So I was kind of like thinking, you know, as we continue this journey of TYS Part 2, it's sort of like we're a ghost, like we're a living ghost.
Like because of the past podcast?
Yeah.
It would be interesting to sort of have some way to have like a secret release of some of the episodes, like a secret archive or something.
Well, I think eventually we'll probably release them. So that's kind of like an idea I've had for a while.
I mean, we did a lot of episodes. We were pretty consistent as well.
Why a secret release though?
I don't know. Like, you know, like never before seen kind of thing.
But it's been seen before.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah. It would be like a new unseen, you know?
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Like what?
Like a secret, like from the past kind of thing. Like a re-release. I don't know.
A re-release wouldn't be a secret, though.
I just threw in there a secret because secret sounded like...
Yeah, I'm like, trying to get the like secret angle because I'm like, if you can flip that into a secret,
it would be like an interesting, you know, like thing to, you know, pull people in. Like, oh, secret, never before seen thing, you know?
But it's not never before seen and it's not a secret.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, so what are you talking about?
I'm talking about releasing it as a special archived series.
Not a secret.
Well, you're so against the secret idea, so not a secret.
Yeah,
anymore.
It doesn't make sense to be a secret.
Like, all right, moving on.
All right.
So the drop ended for our business, for our first coffee.
Here's the secret that nobody knows, is we've done two podcasts already, and we just haven't released them. Because, one, we recorded and it got lost sort of in our processing of the file. And another one
discontinued in the middle of the podcast.
Yeah, it just... it didn't flow correctly. I guess it didn't fit the narrative of TYS, and it was just kind of for us. So yeah. It was like exercising, right? Yeah. You don't exercise for anybody else, but really the results are for everybody else, right?
Yeah, it was kind of like we were deciding to take it to
seriously.
To have a conversation because I guess it felt like we were building it up.
Here's the thing too. So we talked about it a little bit in the last podcast, but it's like with everything going on, it was a little bit difficult to kind of put yourself in a space that was, you know, positive and like, hey, I'm not just promoting myself to, you know, ignore everything that's happening. Look at me kind of thing. But it sort of felt like, you know, maybe we should take it a little slower.
This is a pause. The dryer is squeaking and I hear it really loud. So I'm going to turn it off temporarily.
No, you can leave it.
You sure? Because it's like, meow, meow, meow. I don't know if you can hear it. Maybe I can move
my... I can't hear it at all.
I don't know if it's going to help if I'm more like this.
How bad is it? It's been...
I was trying to talk a little louder to talk over it, but in between the sentences... It's not so bad, actually, now that I moved over here. It should be okay. Because it started midway through the beginning of
the
show.
So I guess if you're listening, this is sort of the stuff we kind of have to... So this is kind of the things that makes it difficult to have a podcast. It's like there's the dryer in the other room that, you know, is squeaking and... Yeah, it's like, it's not our stuff that's being washed or dried, but you know what I mean?
And whoever does the laundry, whenever it's laundry day for the other people, it's for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's like a long time.
Their whole. So So you're getting a little bit of
It's rough. It's rough.
Yeah, I don't think we should worry about that so much. As long as we try to turn off the fridge, that's another thing we have to do. Yeah. So if you're listening, like, we have to essentially turn off most of the lights because it gets pretty warm. We have to turn off the fridge to let our food get warm because the fridge is old and really, really loud. And then we also kind of have to make sure that the home, the house that we live in, is rather empty because our neighbors can be pretty loud. And not only our neighbors that live in the same unit, like the same house as us, but our neighbors next door.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot of stuff to manage that just sort of doesn't, it doesn't even begin to like, it's not the issues that are podcast related. It's just normal everyday life issues.
Yeah.
Circumstances of the situation.
We just gotta figure them out.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna bother to edit that out because right, it's cool. Like, I'm not worried about it.
This is episode 5?
Episode a lot. Yeah, so what were we talking about before?
We're talking about doing the two podcasts.
Yeah, so things like this. So, yeah, basically, think about it. The last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, we've essentially had a dryer kind of like happen in the background of our lives. And we've wanted to put out something that's, you know, to par, to quality with what we want to portray, and also like a standard, right? You want to have a standard, because if you're listening to it, I don't want to just start screaming into a mic, even though I'm sure some people would like that, and just put it out and say that I did it, there's my podcast. But it's just been a lot to manage, a lot to juggle, especially with the first drop ending. So those of you that don't know, we have a coffee roasting business, Native Minimalist
Company Coffee Roasters.
Native Minimalist Co. Coffee Roasters. So NM Roasters for short. You can find us on Instagram, NM Roasters. And go to our website, nativeminimalist.com and nmroasters.com.
Yeah.
So check us out, because we are going to launch a drop very, very soon, our second drop. And, you know, as a small fledgling business, we're really just trying to test the water, not only with sort of like the coffee that we're roasting and sort of the product that we have, but how we can also connect with our customers creatively, I think. So for the first drop, we had a COVID-related art piece that went along with each piece, each bag of coffee. And, you know, the price wasn't really much more than what you would pay for a third wave coffee, and we're not roasting on a massive scale, so it really was just to cover our expenses. And I think we did a pretty okay job in terms of sending out the, I mean, it was just a mess to get the art together. Yeah. Because so the art was painted, right? Like, I hand painted it. You hand wrote each and every single card. We cut it by hand, and then I had to laminate these pieces. So there were 20 cards, and it was one big piece dealing with COVID, and I had to essentially cut them and laminate them so that they would be a permanent card, like a trading card that our customers would receive. Turns out the laminator that I got was well reviewed, but it chewed up a few of the cards, so I kind of had to do an impromptu sort of filler space, and those customers that received those, they knew about it, but like in the middle, like, we had everything put together, and I thought about all the things that could have gone wrong, and I did not think about the laminator going wrong at all.
That was rough. That was actually pretty frustrating, because at one point it was like it happened in a row to like several cards, and it was like
to the point where I had to take the thing apart.
Yeah.
And luckily, I was within days of like the Amazon return policy, and I was like, this thing literally chewed like a good 4 of the cards.
Yeah.
To the point where they were not up to par. And then I don't know if that helped seal everything else in, you know, if like it got destroyed just because of the cards that we were laminating. But it was fine. Like, I've used the laminator growing up. My mom is a school teacher, so she's had that in at home for us to kind of use, and I have art that I did as a kid, you know, back in 8th, 7th grade, that is still laminated perfectly fine now, and I have it. So it's not like I don't know what I didn't know what I was doing. It was just like this laminator, even though as, you know, effective as it was, it still tried to eat my homework.
Yeah, but thank God we got as much of it as we could out.
Yeah.
Like, we made it work in the end, but we still have, what do we have? We have, you know, like, we just have that.
Well, you kind of have that experience. Yeah, to, like, deal with now that it's kind of passes. It sort of seems like trivial, like, oh, we could have just done, you know, it's not a big deal that the cards came out the way that they did or that it got chewed up the way that it did. But you kind of, you're thinking about putting out a product, putting yourself out there, and you want it to be as perfect as possible.
Yeah. And, well, I'll never want to use a laminator again.
No. Yeah. So in that, we're trying to figure out what the next drop art is going to be. And if you're listening, just know that it will be cheaper this time around. We're not going to invest in the equipment to, like, go all out on some weird sort of experimental art. So it should be a little bit more cost effective.
That is the more difficult thing than the coffee. Like roasting, figuring out how to roast and like how to roast a certain type of coffee.
So why don't you talk about that a little bit?
The art part was surprisingly hard. About the roasting of the coffee?
Yeah, talk about the roasting of the coffee.
Well, it's been a learning experience. You know, in the what is it, 8-9 months we've had the roaster, I've come to realize a lot of things that you look at a bag of coffee and it's like, oh great, it's roasted coffee, but then you don't think like each coffee literally roasts so different from one to the next, even of the same batch, for whatever reason, differences in temperature could roast differently. So pretty much on the fly as you're roasting, it's like on the fly, you have to make subtle adjustments and changes in order for things to stay cohesive and be very in line with
with everything. And you're roasting this how much at a time?
200 grams at a time.
And
which
even at that small of a batch, things can change wildly.
Yeah, and even like, whoa. Sorry about that. Even in subtle differences with batch sizes, like 30 grams makes a huge difference, which is something, again, like you can read all the, you know, the advice and coffee things and roasting books, and they talk about all this, and it's kind of like you don't realize it until you actually do it. You understand it, you comprehend it, but until you're in the moment, you're like, oh, 30 grams really does make a difference. And you can do one batch of coffee and then, you know, change certain factors in the second batch of the same type of coffee, and it's totally different, and it'll totally change differently. You could roast it for a different duration. 5 seconds could change the way a coffee tastes, which is like, you know, before I started roasting, I sort of imagined that it was that intensive.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of like never thought I'd be roasting. I didn't know anything about home roasting. So I never thought like I'd be roasting my own beans, which is still like kind of crazy when I think about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, with the experience that you're learning now and providing sort of like, I don't want to say it's better quality, but it's more handcrafted quality, what we're able to provide now because of how small of a batch it is. Like, you're literally taking care of each bag.
Like, each
bag,
yeah. You're
not, like, doing 10 bags at a time.
Yeah.
You're doing one bag at a time. So, to our customers that have, you know, purchased already and supported us, literally know that we are hand roasting each bag of coffee for you. It is not
one got the same bag.
Yeah, it's not like we set it up and we walk away and we come back and just check it. Like, this is literally from start to finish, you are getting a hand roasted, handcrafted, loaded in the bag, stickered on, the whole thing sealed by hand. Everything is done by us in our small space. And that's why, you know, we do want to succeed. We want to move into a larger facility and sort of get to the point where not only do you still receive that quality, but you also, you're able to get it faster. You're able to get more of it.
Yeah.
And more people can get access to it, and not just the 20 bags.
Yeah, I like, you know, the idea of us doing the drop coffees. Yeah. So we release coffees, you know, every couple of months or so. And I like that.
It also doesn't keep it, like, keeps things interesting, because it's not like, this is what we have in stock. Yeah. This is our seasonal blend. This is our Christmas blend. This is our Thanksgiving blend. This is our, you know,
St. Patrick's Day blend. Yeah. It keeps things interesting for us and the customers, because I can only imagine, like, I like the idea of having a signature blend, but I also I love the idea of, what can we do next? Like, what else are we going to get our hands into, trying new coffees and kind of, what's the word? Not expiring, but shelving coffees. Like, this one is, you know, going to only last another week. You know, get it while you can. It's the last time it's going to be in our shop. I like those kind of ideas. It makes things feel a little more special.
In the moment.
Yeah. And one of a kind.
And that's something that you were talking to me about today, because you were listening to a podcast at work. About being in the moment. Tell me about that.
In the present moment. So I've been listening to this podcast called This Esoteric Life. And it's basically, you know, about the spiritual and inner mental hypnosis and that sort of thing. So So the one I was listening to today was about being in the present. And basically, just like grounding yourself in the present moment. The past doesn't exist. The future doesn't exist. It's literally like not real, but just in that moment, it's like you say whatever you're like, we are doing a podcast right now. And that kind of, if you actually sit and think about it, like whatever you're doing, whether you're sitting down, whether you're going on a walk, like I am doing this, it's kind of like, oh, whoa, like that's the present. Yeah. So what was it? I guess, that was pretty much the, but you asked me before, like what it was about. And I said, yeah, that was it. And that kind of really was it. It was just like a repeat of that, which was sort of nice because it kept coming back to that central idea of being in the present. He got into yoga a little bit and just like kind of being in your body and not in your mental space. And also like, which was really interesting. I've never heard anybody talk about meditation and like Buddhism in a way that you shouldn't practice it like the monks do, because it could be dangerous to the life you live. If you can't do the whole thing because of how we are.
Don't try to go get into a fight just because you took a couple of grappling or boxing.
Exactly.
Lessons. That's not the point.
It has to be relative. Don't go out there and be
Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Just because you hit the punching bag.
It's never going to happen. It's going to do more harm than good. So, which was an interesting idea. I never saw it that way. So it's like, don't try to practice like a monk.
Don't like go skating every day.
Don't get lost in it. Yeah, the skating every day, that's pretty good, though. But yeah, don't get lost in the idea and thinking that, you know, you're doing this, you have to do it a certain way, like make it fit your life, which is kind of like, I guess, how we have sort of implemented this roasting thing. Like, we have a roasting schedule, you know, while we're doing the drop, so that it's not, you know, we have a set time where we're supposed to do it, and it's not, like, overtaking our life, where we're not going crazy, like, when are we gonna do this? It's, you know, we had to pretty much work around with what our lives are. Like, you know, at this point.
Yeah, we still have a 9-to-5. I still have. It's a 10-hour commute per week.
Yeah.
And that's just work. That doesn't include getting laundry done, getting your groceries, getting any errands done, changing your car's oil. Like, it's literally 40 hours, or let's say 35 hours. Let's be generous. 35 hours a week plus 10 hours. 45 hours a week. We're literally on the job. Mm-hmm. So, on the job doing something else.
Yeah.
So, there's only a certain amount of time that we could, like, really... There's only a certain amount of time that we could really, you know, I guess, sort of set aside to do these things that we want to do. Mm-hmm. Aside from just being, right? If you're going to be in the moment, sometimes you have to do nothing. And a lot of the times that seems like the better deal, because you're just tired. You just kind of don't want to think about anything. And you kind of, you have a difficulty, I guess, trying to find the words or trying to find the point that would motivate you, not necessarily a thing, but the point, right? Because I definitely feel, and we've spoken about this before, that motivation at 9 o'clock in the morning. But it's like that motivation when you leave your house that you're going to go do something is amazing. But on a Saturday morning when you leave your house and all you're going to do is go get coffee and you're not actually going to be anyplace else, all you have to do is come back home, especially now during quarantine and all these social distancing things. I mean, we didn't do anything before other than go to coffee shops, and now you can't even do that. So it's like we really have no place to go because we never went to the mall. We never like hung out in parks or anything like that. Like we didn't really do that stuff. We went on hikes. You know, we went to, again, coffee shops. We like went for a drive. So those are things that haven't changed. But now it's all that we have. So we can't throw in that random day where, you know, we go to the mall for, you know, for a dish soap or, yeah, you know, for a soap dish. Yeah, I guess
we kind of have to rethink.
You have to rethink. Everything. Can I go get like a new towel?
Yeah.
Or do I have to order that online? Is that store open? What are their hours? Pickup? Yeah. Is it curbside pickup only? And then you go and you do the curbside pickup, which we've done once so far this whole quarantine, and you realize everybody's just walking in anyway. Mm-hmm. Like nobody's over there at curbside pickup.
Yeah, they have all these signs like you when you arrive. Like 20 you call this,
plus spots,
and it's just like. People are parking
in there, like they don't care.
It's like, I guess it's, you know, it's the logistics of everything, but it's like you kind of create this idea in your head and you realize, oh, it's actually a lot better than I thought it was, which is sort of what happened with the roasting. Like I thought it was this big like thing you had to get all this equipment, and you kind of do in a way. I mean, the equipment is, you know, is a lot, but then you look at it and you're like, oh, like I can do this. Yeah. I have the facilities to be able to buy a bag of green coffee, put it in this machine and roast it and have it taste good, which is pretty cool. I didn't expect that, when we first decided to embark on this roasting journey. Yeah. It was kind of just like an all in thing from like one day to the next. It was like, that's it. Yeah. Like we're just going to roast coffee.
Yeah. I mean, it's been pretty amazing. I didn't know. I knew I was going to be a business owner. I didn't think I was going to be a business owner. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't think that I was ever going to go through the trouble of like filling out LLC forms, getting a tax ID, like doing all this back end stuff. But it just sort of came easy. It was like, all right, got to do this. All right, got to do this. All right, got to do this.
Well, the good thing is that it doesn't happen all at once.
No.
It's kind of like happens in steps, which is sort of the thing you think about where it's like, oh, I have to start. I'm starting this business. And then you have to do all these things. But really, it comes in waves.
So I guess in that aspect, we're going to post this on our Instagram. And I guess you could ask us questions or DM us. If you have any questions regarding what you want to know, let's say, about starting a business or kind of going through the motions, getting it launched, and maybe even idea to table, right? I'm going to take a little bit of time this week, and I think that's what I'm going to write down just to sort of kind of have something prepared for the next episode so that people can sort of follow along, which we've sort of been talking about doing the old sort of like discussing the business side of things. But I kind of want to write that in a concise, sort of specific manner. So if you have any questions, anybody that's listening out there, let us know on Instagram. I think that's the best way to contact us for the podcast. You could always check out the website and contact us through there. And stay tuned for the next drop coming up in the next couple of weeks, August.
Yeah.
The second drop will happen in August.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got anything else?
No, I mean, I have a video coming out on my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So if you want to check that out, Yeki.
Yeah, it's all YouTube. On the website.
Should be up.
We have a couple of videos.
Yeah.
Up on there already, so go check them out.
Yeah, and a few more videos in the old noodle, in the works, you know?
Yeah.
So go check those out, and yeah, that's all I have. All
right, so So in that case, this has been Jeff.
And this is Jess.
And remember to take yourself seriously.
It's been a pleasure.